We are in Siman Tov Nun Gimel. We're up to Siv Zion, and we'll be doing from Zion through Tes. That's the end of the Siman. Siv Zion. Kishemolichen hasakin sheyesh ben kemach me'arechayim. When you transport the sacks of flour from the mill. Osir lohanicham al gabe behema she'ein ukuf or av tachas hasak. You're not allowed to put it directly on the animal without a saddle or at least a thick piece of leather, because the animal will warm the flour and it could come with a chimutz. Hagav v'chein yizor l'chatchila shol laniach harbe sakin u'mkemach zeh al zeh b'makom she'efshir. The Rama also says not to pile up lots of sacks of flour because we're really afraid that will cause for heat. Now, first of all, getting back to the issue of the animals, animals also sweat, and the Mishnah Berurah goes into the issue of the sweat of an animal, if that is considered meperos, or if that is considered water. The halacha is that we consider it meperos. There are many who hold that it's meperos, and if it'll still be wet at the time that you need the dough, if this will be water and meperos, which together make a perfect formula for quick chametz. However, the makilim are holding that if it's dry before you put water onto it, that will not be considered meperos anymore after it dries up. Now, what happens if you actually put the sacks of flour on an animal? The halacha is that you have to wait 24 hours before you knead the dough. The same thing if the sacks were piled one on the other. You'll have to wait 24 hours. Now, also, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that one should not sit on the sacks of flour when they're being transported. Sif Ches. Noogim l'naker harechayim. The minig is to clean out the mill. Mishum v'zimnim nostu ben tfuol l'susa. Lasolas, because there are times that when they wanted to make fine flour, they put a washed wheat inside it, and that we are choshes as chametz. Not only that, but the noagim shekemach harishin shenitchan achra nikur shomer also adlachar aregel, and the minag is that the very first flour that is ground at the beginning of the matzah season is put away and is not used for matzahs. Mr. Brew brings an alternative of you can bake matzahs with it and eat them before Pesach. The Rama says, Hagov anshe maisa regidon leilach ba'asma l'mokame rechaim liro seim ba'asma l'trinas kimcheim. Anshe maisa, go stand over the actual grinding of the flour itself to make sure that everything was done kedin. Now, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that with regard to the flour mill, you have to make sure that everything is either clean or freshly covered. Everything was washed or freshly covered, and the pouch that catches the ground flour, that catches the flour, should be a new one. If they used a washed flour, bleached flour in that particular mill. So the Mishnah Berurah says that in that room they should not be making flour for Pesach, because what happens is that flour generally goes into the air coming out of the flour mill, and you'll have like flour hanging from the ceiling, and if the flour there is chametz, it can fall into this other one. Bechlal, the Mishnah Berurah says that even if the person doesn't go himself, he should make sure that there's a good mashkiach, a yirei shemayim, who's standing over the grinding process, and certainly it should not be a child. Finally, siftes tzarich litchon hachitim yom o yomayim lefnei halisha. You have to grind the grain a day or two before the kneading. Then tochnu be'erev Pesach yesh omrim she'asu lo lishmatzah bo bayom. And if it was ground in erev Pesach, some say that you should not go and knead matzah on that day. Lefi shekenach b'shas tchina roteach, because at the time that you grind it, the flour is hot. Umachamim hamayim va'isen ochel achmetz. It'll warm up the water, and the dough will easily become chametz. Halacha, we hold that you should wait 24 hours, at least an entire night. What happens if they just ground it and made matzah out of it? The halacha is that b'dieved it's all right, but they should make sure that they should work on it extremely quickly, so that it should not be left without any work for any time whatsoever, because we're afraid that once it's been warmed up, it can easily become chametz.